Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. We are back.
Hope you are. Good things happening in the world at the same time as a lot of bad things. The way we got to look at these days
are coming.
There's a lot of good things happening in the world at the same time as a lot of bad things.
Yes, that's right. We're going to open the show by talking more about COVID. Why?
Not necessarily around.
We just saw this article went around.
We're going to open the show by talking more about COVID. Why?
Well, but a family. This article went around. Slash threw a little party and 18 people tested positive for COVID.
A couple of them are in the hospital.
Got together.
And the reason why people are doing the face plant is they're saying,
tested positive for COVID.
A couple of them are in the hospital.
We all saw that.
And the reason why people are doing the face plant is they're saying,
now,
yeah.
My prayers.
We all
saw that coming.
We all know that that's how it goes.
Now,
my prayers and my thoughts go to that family.
I don't support violence in that way.
Happy or okay with people but
becoming
a learning
ill or injured.
Peace in that for everyone else.
That
is what happens. We know what we need to do.
We know that we can reduce the possibility of infection up to 70%.
We know what we need to do.
If we're wearing masks,
we know that we can
protect
others, the possibility of infection up to
70%.
If we're wearing masks,
all of us,
where we don't want to be put out,
ourselves.
We want to think more about ourselves.
Again, we live in a very toxically individualist culture
about the impact.
We don't want
others,
to be put out,
and we want to think more about ourselves.
So that's a really powerful example of that.
We don't care about the impact
truly
we have on others,
and
family, but also for those that might have come in contact with that
family,
et cetera,
truly heartbreaking.
And I'm looking at the photos,
family, but also for those that might have contact with that family, et cetera, et cetera.
A lot of cities,
and I'm looking at the photos.
Florida,
we are hitting
y'all
record
doing something down there.
Infections,
and I'm looking at
a lot of
pictures of the beaches,
including Florida
this past weekend.
Y'all are
doing something down there.
Heartbreaking to see the crowds.
And I'm looking at pictures of the beaches
in proximity
this past weekend,
touching each other,
and it's heartbreaking to see the crowds close in proximity.
Reminder. As always,
touching each
six
other,
feet apart,
heartbreaking.
Outdoors.
So anyway,
don't stay for long.
My people.
Reminder, as always, masks.
6 feet apart.
Bam. You've been told.
Outdoors.
All right.
Don't
good
stay
news.
For long.
Don't be around.
So this is coming out
wear
of the
UK.
Bam.
Now
you've
we gotta
told,
do the little
right,
backstory quick, which is remember.
So this is coming
right
out
now,
of the UK.
Best.
Now we gotta
the best
do the little backstory quick,
for
which is remember
HIV
right
infection
now,
and transmission is PrEP.
The best protective measure we have for preventing HIV infection and transmission.
I think it's like 99%
effective, more so than condoms.
And that prevents
there is also 99% effective,
pill,
more so than condoms.
After possible exposure,
and
you have to take
there
within 72 hours.
Both of those will prevent
pill,
the infection transmission.
After possible exposure,
and that's why people
take
PrEP
within 72
hours
so that
both
they
of those
can
will
have sex
the infection or transmission.
And
other levels
take protection
every day
so that they
and
can
also
have sex
that might be HIV positive.
Other
again,
levels of protection,
other STDs
and
STIs,
but
that might be HIV
positive.
HIV.
Now again, that doesn't
so we have
other STDs and STIs
within 24
hours.
And we now know that there's the 211 protocol
again, which
I said basically
within 24 hours.
Every day,
and we now
know
that there's the 211 protocol
hours to 24
and that basically
hours
means you don't have to take it every day
before
your sexual experience,
2 to 24 hours,
hours to 24 hours,
a bit of a heads up, take
two pills,
and then you take
another pill,
2 to 24 hours,
from when
you
just got to
have a little bit of a heads up, take 2 pills,
24 hours,
and then you take another pill,
24
hours from when you
took
the first pill, and then one
more
pill, 24 hours after.
The issue with that is some people say,
oh, I forgot,
and
the trust
people
took it.
Okay, but
you have to
have issue with that is
some people say, oh, I forgot,
some trust people
don't have the money,
they don't
have access.
Have prescriptions,
they don't want to
have it in their home
because
people
don't have
the
money.
They don't have
there's so many things
prescriptions,
they don't
want
to have it in their home because
what
we
now
are
talking
about
a possible
so many things
bi-monthly like injection.
So
twice a month,
luckily,
replace
we now are talking about
that you have to take
bi-monthly
daily.
Injection.
Twice a month,
so this is research coming out of the National Institute of Health,
and they're showing that this new kind of PrEP administered
so this is research coming out of the National Institute of Health,
and they're showing that this new kind of PrEP administered
right now,
injection
studies have been
enrolled, what does it say here?
5,000 men from seven different countries.
There, right now, you know,
And studies have revealed that when shown a photo on a dating app of a guy with a cat, women find him less desirable.
That's unfortunate.
Oh, yes.
I have a cat.
We are
a cultural cat.
Anyone that follows me on social media,
and
you've seen my
that's
cat.
That's unfortunate.
And if that makes me not dateable to you,
I love
that's
my cat.
Fine. Anyone that follows me on social media,
dateable to me.
You've seen my cat.
It's funny. We live in a culture
that makes me not dateable to you.
I do not know why.
You are not therefore dateable to me.
Cats are equally as great.
It's funny. We live in a culture that loves dogs.
Less work.
I'm not home a lot.
It's called care.
They're great.
Mine has quite
a lot of personality as well.
Less work.
I also don't know what they mean when they say study on women. Were they cis? Were they hetero?
Were they black?
Were they white?
Were they gay? Were they straight?
I also don't know what they mean when they say study on women.
Because if you don't consider those things,
were they hetero? Were they black? Were they white?
You're saying that those things don't matter.
Because that matters.
People's sexual orientation.
Because if you don't consider those things,
especially when we're talking about things,
you're saying that those things don't matter.
And I wish people were better with their research.
Especially when we're talking about those things.
Or at least talked about those
factors. I wish people were better with their research.
Doesn't make your research universalizable.
Or at least talked about those factors.
But nonetheless, that
doesn't make your research universalizable.
That's okay because I'm quite bitchy myself when I'm at an event or coffee shop and people bring their dogs and dogs don't.
But that's okay because I'm quite bitchy myself when I'm
been known to say that I'm
coffee shop
I would date
bring
dog
dogs
owner,
and dogs don't
and that I
shut
might
up.
Sometimes
and I've
you know
been
when
known
I was
to say that I'm not sure
on the
I would
app
date
swipe left
owner,
on someone who's in a photo with their
sometimes.
Dog
I might have been known to have
you know
said
when
that,
I was
so,
you know on the app swipe left on someone who's in a photo with their
but
dog I might
anyway,
have been known to have said that so
maybe this
let's be better about cats
just coming
I don't know why you all hate on them
anyway there it is
they're
so
phenomenal
let's be better about cats I don't know why you all hate on them
I really don't.
All right, coming up next, we're going to be talking about sexual accelerators.
Now, a lot of us talk about the things.
All right, coming up next, we're
going to
be talking about sexual accelerators.
But what about
now? A lot of us talk about
and more aware of the things
make
that
us
do
not
want to
have sex.
But what about
being better and more aware of
the
things
that
do? And then
we'll
talk about what it feels like when
you
are
believing
you are
too much.
We talk about that, and then we'll be talking about what it feels like when
so stick around and listen to
Loveline with Dr.
Chris on the new channel Q
because of your mental health
and ways to kind of cope with that.
So stick around and listen to Loveline with Dr. Chris on the new channel Q. And on radio.com.
All right, we back. Question of the night. It's up on our Loveline IG page. Weigh in on that. You got a DM, question you want to ask us, slide on into them on the Loveline IG page. Sexual accelerators. Now, when we talk about sexual desire, interest, arousal, all those things, it's usually centered around what prevents us or blocks us from wanting to have sex, right? All the missing factors. But there's this other balancing element called sexual accelerators. So those are the things that allow us to want to have sex, right? It's the things that turn us on. Now, you would think that that's really basic and simple, but having done this work for decades, a lot of us haven't done the work to really understand the totality of our sexuality. And I'll say to them, what turns you on? They'll say, you know, women, men, this height or something like that, really small factors will say, but what do they need to do? And then we start getting, I really don't know. Really? What parts of your body are the favorite ones to be touched? They'll either say they don't know, or it'll be the same ones. And we don't always know these nuances.
All right, we back.
Question of the night. It's up on our Loveline IG page. Weigh in on that. You got a DM. Question you want to ask us. Slide on into them
on
the Loveline IG page.
The keys to figuring out
sexual accelerators.
Now, we talk about sexual desire, interest, arousal,
more responsive, more interested, and push us towards.
It's usually centered around
what
prevents
us or blocks us from wanting to have sex.
Add these things, remove these things, and all
is
well.
Balancing element.
It is about understanding again
these nuances
that factor in and have a cumulative
effect.
Allow
us
to want to have sex, right? It's the things that turn us on.
They are contextual.
You would think that that's
some
basic
are more
and simple,
psychological and emotional.
But having done this work for decades, a lot of us haven't done the work to really understand the totality of our sexuality.
So the partner choice
I'll say them, what turns you on? They'll
and
say,
as we've said
you know,
on another
women,
segment,
men,
you
this
know,
height
or
something like that, really small factors.
They'll
say, but what do
right?
they need to do?
It's not just what's
and
happening
then we start
that
getting,
second.
It's
oh,
how we
gosh,
feel
I really
about
don't
each
know.
Really?
What parts
of
your body are favorite ones to be touched?
Symbolically in there.
They'll either say they don't know, or it'll be
we also have to look around the environment.
Same ones.
And I mean that.
And we don't always know these nuances.
As vague or as specific as,
but
is the
everyone has these,
and does that turn me on or turn me off?
do sexual knowledge or no switches, people right?
Do, some people don't. And the key is to figuring out,
how do I smell? How does the room
each
smell?
Individual
and that's what we talk about. These little beautiful things like adding things that are centralizing or eroticizing, like turn off the lights
and add flowers.
It's not as simple as just add these things.
These are the additions
as well,
because those things can actually
draw us about understanding again these nuances that factor in
again about the removal effect.
So that's more the
contextual. For some of them,
the lighting, the sounds.
Then there's psychological pieces, contextual, right?
And those are a little
more
complex.
Some are
more
psychological, that emotional.
Means understanding,
meaning,
like what I need
for some
to
people,
feel
safer
it's
in the
environment.
Do you want someone
so
to talk about your choice
body,
matters?
And as verbalize how they feel about
segment,
you.
Do you want someone to
like
touch you in
a certain
place at the moment,
a certain way?
Right?
It's not just what's happening
it's
in that second.
Right?
It's how we feel about each other
or
ourselves.
Some of us more spontaneous
prior,
and some can just
still symbolically
in there
and start kissing us.
Okay.
And for others, we
but
need
also
more
have to look around the environment.
And that's the addition.
And I mean
what
that
I need to
both
get there?
As vague or as specific
as we need to get, right? Like sexualizing,
does that turn me on or turn me off?
Do I even acknowledge or notice that penetration?
But it's this broad term.
How do
I smell?
How
does
the room smell?
And that's what we talk about, these little beautiful things, like adding things that are
centralizing or
if I ask someone who's female identified to present and what makes them
maybe
feel
add
sexy,
flowers,
they can tell me.
Add some scent.
But I'll ask a lot of
add
people that
sound.
Are male identified
these
what makes you feel sexy,
and they don't.
Because those things
know.
Can actually
I'll say, what do you need to wear?
There,
like, I don't know.
In, spike arousal.
That's shocking
not always
to
again.
Is there anything
the
you need to see
thing.
Or smell?
So that's
I don't
more
know
the contextual.
What about
piece?
Like sound,
the lighting,
I don't know.
The sounds.
And again, it's interesting because I think it's
and those are a little more
toxic masculinity,
sexism, understanding, like what I need to feel.
But it's time as adults.
Do you want someone to talk about your body?
If we don't verbalize
how they feel about you,
then
you
we can't
do
known by others, and we can't necessarily
way.
Have the kinds of sex or the relationships
right?
we want to have.
Where,
and so
some
this
of
us just part of that consciousness,
and
can
unfortunately,
just
it's left
of
out
of
lean in and start kissing us. And
you know,
for
a lot of
others,
therapy,
we need more of a bridge.
This is
that's
not
the
something
addition.
We often talk
what
to our friends
to
about.
Get there,
and
part of
it, you know,
necessarily
again,
have anywhere we
the
need
whole
to
show,
get.
Like
sexuality is a big
umbrella
term.
Show
the
I'm missing
life.
Often think
it
just means
penetration,
but it's
this
broad
term.
But
what do you need?
And I
want
to distinguish
how
normalized talk
about sexual
health.
It's often
interestingly
intricately tied.
Historically,
we can't have
someone who's
totally
identified
or
presenting
what
makes
them feel sexy.
They
can tell me
that we have shame.
But I'll ask a lot of people that are male identified what makes you feel sexy.
The work of being able to honestly
know.
I'll say, what do you need to wear?
Express
like,
and
talk
know.
About our true sexuality.
That's shocking.
In the way
to me.
Our culture
is there anything
structured?
You need to see
that
or smell?
Is one
I don't
of
know.
Self-esteem.
What about
and
like sounds? I don't
enhancing
know.
Things we can do.
And again, it's interesting
our
because
society
I think
set it up
it's,
that way.
It's toxic masculinity
and
sexism.
That's
like,
that's
know,
the work.
Sexophobia,
that sexual
but it's
journey,
time
but it's
as
not
adults
honored
to
maybe
so
do
that work.
Journeys that are honored.
If we don't know ourselves,
then
we can't be known by others, and we can't necessarily have the kinds of sex or the relationships.
But if you
want to
go on the sexual journey,
so this is just part of
that
consciousness.
Summer
left out
or the year off,
you know,
to
a lot of
explore
therapy.
My sexuality.
This is
people are like,
we
what?
Often talk to our friends about,
you know, and then we even
and
drop into the deeper,
of,
darker
you know, again,
sexual
pathology.
The whole show I'm doing,
the
side show,
must
the live stream show,
the
listening live.
It's
about
wild. You travel
and
the country,
talking about
you know,
health.
Exploring food.
And I
want to
destigmatize
and normalize
sex. About
sexual health.
You know, you can spend
because
your afternoon
intricately tied.
Bird watching, or
we can't have confidence.
Totally,
whatever.
If we have parts of ourselves,
that's where
the
shame or guilt.
That's where the work is.
It's these accelerators.
Doing the difficult work of being
that pushes me towards that gets me interested.
And express and
not
talk about our true sexuality.
At, what do
in
I
wear?
Culture structure
inhibits.
That is one of the
so
most self-esteem,
system,
confidence,
the gas,
enhancing
but
things.
You got to
figure out for yourself, and also
our,
know
our society
set
it up
that
way.
Meaning,
the partner
and
you're with,
that
will change.
That's
as well.
The work.
We're
that sexual
partner,
journey,
but
this
it's not
is
honored.
The context or
so
psychology
many
or
journeys that are
I
honored.
Need.
You
but
know,
with
career
partner,
because it's a
family
I'm responding to,
and they're adding their own
stuff
right?
to the system.
But if you
want to
go on this sexual journey,
so that's why we're virgin
take,
with every
you know,
new partner,
the summer,
right?
We're
virgin
the year
again
off,
every time with a new partner.
To explore my sexuality.
Who are they today?
People are
who
like,
am I today?
What will we need today?
You know, and then we even drop into
based
the deeper,
on
darker sexual pathology
yesterday
and this week.
Like, you must be
and
a
what's happened at work or with friends.
It's wild. You travel the country.
You know,
coming up next,
food
we're
going to
be
and
talking
art,
about
sex.
Feeling like you're
you
too
know,
much
you can spend your afternoon,
because of mental health struggles.
Bird watching or reading about,
and then
know,
we'll be doing some
DMs. Sex.
So anyway,
Love Line,
that's
where
Chris.
And the new
that's
channel
where
Q,
the work
and
is.
On radio.
It's these accelerators. What do I need that pushes me towards?
All right,
gets
we're
me
back.
Interested.
Can tell you a little story.
Not always looking at
it's a personal
what
story, but
I
think it's
valuable.
It
relates to the topic.
So
of
use that
feeling
system.
Sometimes
it's
the
like
gas pedal.
Too much.
You
got to
figure out
for
yourself, and also know that it's contextualized. Meaning, the partner
I was on
you're with that
this
will change
years
as well.
Ago.
We're with
powerful
one partner.
Me, I remember,
this is the context.
I remember
of psychology
all of it.
Or emotional
and
we're
on
a
date,
but with
and
another
I was being
partner.
Myself.
Because it's a different
it's
thing
very
I'm
gregarious.
To. And they're
and,
adding their own
you know,
stuff to the
system. Energized.
It's change.
And having
so
fun.
So that's why we're
a
virgin with every new
my
partner.
My date turned to
right?
me.
We're a virgin again
and
every
said,
time
wow,
partner.
You know
it
you're a lot, right?
Partner. Who are they today? Who am I today?
There's
what
so much in
today?
That statement.
First off,
it was very shameful.
What's occurred
towards
yesterday
who I am
and
how I show up in the
and
world.
What's happened at
right?
work or with friends.
Because there's no
right
way. There's no right amount of energy to
have.
Coming up next,
there's no too much or too little.
Feeling like you're too much. There's no level of happens for a lot of people.
Gregariousness or
and then we'll be
I don't know
some
happiness
DMs.
To be
listen
out
to Love Line
on Dr. Friday night on
Channel Q
and on radio
with
a crush, right? Take the compliment, but I digress. But what's interesting is that they were centering what they're comfortable with and implied that anything outside of that, that they didn't feel chemistry or compatibility or comfort with, that that was bad or wrong. And also my response basically was, oh, wow, I'm not too much. You're too little. I'm not going to walk around with that shame. Like, I think I'm too big for you. I think I'm too much for you. You are overwhelmed by my awesomeness. You know what I mean? I didn't say it in such a obnoxious, patronizing way, but that was
a personal
the process
story,
but I think
I
worked
valuable.
Myself through.
Relates to the topic
while on the date,
feeling sometimes
and also
like you're
on the way home
too
from
much
the date.
Because your mental struggles.
Just trying to really explore like what perspective and narrative do I want to have on
I was
what
on
just
date.
Happened? How do I want to walk away impacted by
powerful
what just happened?
And I said,
I'm not going to remember
all
this person to make me feel like how I am is not okay.
And I was being myself.
I know that it's beautiful and it's my strength.
Very gregarious.
And there's a lot of people that would value it
and my
you
work
know,
is finding individuals who
energized
do value that
and
I have
having fun
and this isn't the right person for
my
me
date turned
for
to
a
me
multitude of reasons
and
that's
said
one of
wow
them.
You know you're a lot
also,
right
who says that
they also implied that I was
there's
in on
so
a
much
them.
Well, like, yeah of course I
first
know
off
I
it was
no
very
I don't know that and I'm not towards
so,
who I am
you know
and how
here
I show
in that
up
a couple
world.
Things
right?
One
because
there's no right
way there's no right
what we take away from
to have
an interaction
there's no too much or too little
do I want to take away something neutral do I want to take away feeling bad do I want to take away nothing do I want to take away feeling better
I chose
happiness to be out on a
Friday night
perspective
on
this date,
but still rooted
a
in
crush,
reality,
right?
Take the compliment,
and we
but
also
I
don't have to be made to feel like it's us. That's
but what's interesting
wrong,
is
you know?
That they were
this
centering
uncomfortable with me.
What they're comfortable
that doesn't
with
have to be
and
my
imply that anything
bear,
outside right, it's for
that,
them
that they didn't feel
because there's other people that love my
or
energy
comfort with
and my
power
that was bad or
strength,
wrong.
You know,
so
and
the
also,
topic becomes
my response. Basically, was
feel
wow because we have
too much struggles.
You're too little,
right?
Depression.
I'm
anxiety,
not going to walk around with
fear,
that shame. Like I think I'm sad.
Too big for you. I think I'm too much for you.
A loss.
You,
that
maybe
you are
overwhelmed
much.
By.
And that's a cultural
awesomeness.
You
because
culturally,
mean,
I
didn't
say
in
such
a sometimes
patronizing way. But
I mean, when we hand
that
a
was
tissue,
the process.
Sometimes
I worked myself
through.
One.
Other times it's because we're trying to quiet them down and shut them down.
And also on the way home,
or we say
day.
Something like, "It'll be okay."
Just trying to really explore like
I'm overloaded.
What perspective
and
narrative
do
I want to
have
on
what just happened?
How do I want to walk away
impacted
by what just happened?
And I said,
"And so
I'm not going to
allow
this person to
make
me feel like how I am is not okay.
Tolerating
because I know that it's beautiful."
Understanding that
they can
strength,
come in different levels
and
of
there's
power.
A lot of people that would
there's
value
no
it.
Right
and my work is finding the individuals who do
energy
value
to have around
and I
have
emotional,
around
and this
emotion.
Isn't the right person for
right?
me for a multitude
and
of reasons.
It's okay
that's
for us to
them.
Feel big or to feel
also,
small.
Also, who says
it's
that?
Okay for us to have
they
a
also
lot
implied
of
that I was in on it with
energy.
Them. Well, like, yeah, of course
and
I know
I want to be
I
very
am.
Thoughtful about
no, I don't
our commentary
that
so,
we put out there.
You know, here
in
that, a couple things. One,
that person might be
working
really
hard on
what we take away
from
and you might have really inhibited or traumatized.
Do I want to take away
something neutral?
Do I
want to
take away feeling
bad?
Luckily, I
take away
nothing. Do I want
to
take away feeling better?
I chose the empowerment and really
what's
make
the
what
empowering
I want to make out of it
and
say,
do
I want to
agree with
that
and
take that in or do I leave that?
But not everyone
we also
is.
Don't
and
have
to
be able
to
feel like
a trauma
that's
not
bad or
wrong,
worthwhile. You know,
and
this
person was
uncomfortable
that.
With me.
That doesn't
we never know
have to
who
be my burden
to
bear.
Mental
health.
Right.
We never
them.
Know what's coming
because there's other people that
we never know
love
what's ahead.
My energy.
God bless.
I hope
we
don't
have to encounter
any
more
traumas.
So
the
topic
becomes,
but maybe we do.
We
and
sometimes feel
it's not okay for people
like
to feel like
that
makes them
struggles,
undateable
or
right?
unrelatable.
Depression.
We know that
anxiety,
people that are struggling need
fear,
help.
Then help them.
Sadness.
Be there.
Mourning
with
a loss.
Them.
That
maybe
we're too much.
Better off for having
and
been
that's
with
a cultural
you.
Issue.
How about we empower
because culturally
people.
Imply.
But imagine
that sometimes
dating
you are.
In a way where anything
I mean,
makes
you
comfortable,
a tissue.
You don't agree with you.
Sometimes
shame and pathology.
Other
people
times
worse
it's because
off.
We're trying to quiet them down.
And it might
and
sound like
down.
A big deal made
or
out of something
small.
Like, it'll be okay.
And for some
that's
people it is.
I'm
overloaded.
Or I don't want to be
repetitive.
This is too much.
Experience they have.
I'm not comfortable sitting in
force is something that they were afraid of.
And so we don't
culturally
know
that
however you move through the world.
Tolerating
hypermanic,
them,
hypomanic, high energy, low energy, hyper depressed,
power,
anxious. There's
it's
no
okay.
way.
It's
level
okay.
Of energy
you're okay.
To have around
you're okay
an
as you are.
Out,
and the work
emotion,
is to find people that
right?
can find the value and beauty.
And
in
it's okay for us to feel
it's not
bigger,
about assimilation
small,
and conformity.
It's okay
for
us to have a lot of energy,
or
a little
down.
Bit of energy.
We do.
And we
want
to be very thoughtful about
an
awareness
our
of how
commentary
impact
that
we put out there on someone else.
To want to work
because that person might be
working really hard
on self-acceptance.
But that doesn't mean that who we are is bad or wrong.
Inhibited or problematized or negatively
impacted
mental health-wise.
You know?
And so we want to be very thoughtful about this idea that some people are too much.
In a position where I was able to hear that and
that doesn't mean that they're too much
in general,
too much for everyone.
Do I
want
to
agree with
that?
Do I take
that
in or
do
I always
focus
on
changing
ourselves
for other
people's comfort?
But not everyone is.
Some people are trying to heal the trauma.
Sometimes
the
work is the
person who's
uncomfortable.
I want to say that. going into acceptance.
We never know who we're going to be in terms of our mental health.
We never know what's coming.
I wish my date had just allowed me.
We never know what's ahead.
Or they had tried to let me try to find the beauty. We don't have to encounter
any more traumas.
Or let me settle myself down because for whatever reason, I can't tolerate someone.
It's not okay for people to feel like that makes them undateable or unrelatable.
So sit with that.
We know that people that are struggling need help, but also how we relate to others.
Again, leave people better off
with them.
You know,
leave people better off. All right,
coming up next,
slide into those DMs. Listen to Loveline with Dr. Chris.
But imagine dating in a way where anything makes you uncomfortable, you don't agree with, you shame and pathologize, and you leave people worse off. Right, and it might sound like a big deal made out of something small, and for some people it is, and for others it's not, because it's a repetitive experience they have, or it reinforces something that they were afraid of. And so I want everyone to know that however you move through the world, hypermanic, hypomanic, high energy, low energy, hyper depressed, anxious, it's okay. It's okay. You're okay. You're okay as you are. And the work is to find people that can find the value and beauty in that. Because it's not about assimilation and conformity and watering ourselves down. We do want to have an awareness of how we impact others. It's okay to want to work on changing some elements or aspects of us, but that doesn't mean that who we are is bad or wrong. And we never know what's down the road for us mental health wise. And so we want to be very thoughtful about this idea that some people are too much. Too much for you, maybe, but that doesn't mean that they're too much in general, too much for everyone, or that they need to change. We don't necessarily need to always focus on changing ourselves for other people's comfort. Right? Sometimes the work is the person who's uncomfortable going into acceptance and settling down and just allowing. I wish my date had just allowed me. Or they had tried to say, let me try to find the beauty in this. Or let me settle myself down because for whatever reason, I can't tolerate someone being happy and expressive. You know? So sit with that. You know, it's work that we have to do on ourselves, but also in how we relate to others. Again, leave people better off. You know? That's what the work's about. All right, coming up next, slide in into those DMs. Listening to Loveline with Dr. Chris on the new Channel Q and on radio.com.
So I understand being paranoid. I think that there's actually some, it's worth some level of anxiety, a healthy level of anxiety, that the world isn't as safe as it had been. And there are things we need to be aware of. I don't want people to be paranoid, but it's okay that people have some anxiety. I think that is what's going to help us stay safe. When people get too comfortable and confident, they let their guard down and they don't keep following the protocol. And that's when things get really, really bad. So I'm okay with the anxiety. You met someone. Congrats. That's really beautiful. This is a great time to start that process. We can have some really beautiful FaceTimes and phone calls and texting and pictures.
All right, it's time to slide into those DMs.
Sliding into the DMs.
Sliding into DMs is brought to you by our friends at Trojan Condoms because it's a big old sex world and we want you to explore with confidence. All right, this one says, Dear Dr. Chris, the coronavirus has made me super paranoid. I went out for the first time since March last weekend and actually met someone. But instead of small talk, I asked them if they'd been sick and how they were staying safe, and it kind of ruined the conversation. Is there a cool way to talk about these things?
Well,
first off, congratulations on re-entering the world a little bit. It's been good for a lot of us in terms of mental health to get out there, see other human beings, see some new environments, get a little newness and novelty. So I'm glad that that was doable. I'm also glad that you were feeling safe enough to do so. I hope you were wearing a mask. I hope you're hanging out outdoors, not for long and not around crowds, because again, that still matters. And wash those damn hands.
So
I think in one level, it's important we talk about these things, especially if we're going to talk about having sex with someone or hooking up or making out or going out on another date or whatever it is. And I also do understand that we're in a pandemic. It's understandable that that's a, you know, continually centered, talked about topic. It's ongoing. It's actually not only ongoing, it's also constantly evolving. We're finding out new facts, sometimes horrifying new facts, and really learning a lot about the people around us, their selfishness, and all sorts of stuff. So there's a lot in it, right?
But yeah, it's not the
so I understand being paranoid. I think that there's actually some, it's worth some level of anxiety, a healthy level of anxiety, that the world isn't as safe as it had been, and there are things we need to be aware of. I don't want people to be paranoid, but it's okay that people have some anxiety. I think that is what's going to help us stay safe. When people get too comfortable and confident, they let their guard down and they don't keep following the protocol, and that's when things get really, really bad. So I'm okay with the anxiety. You met someone. Congrats. That's really beautiful. This is a great time to start that process. We can have some really beautiful FaceTimes and phone calls and texting and picture share. So allow that. I think that that is super stunning. That's great. Small talk isn't for everyone. I tend to be one of those people where I go really deep, really quickly, and I want to
really connect with someone and I want more authenticity. And so I'm not really much of a small talk person. If I have to have small talk with someone, I often would opt out.
Now it's time for some.
I'd rather just kind of smile and sit in silence.
Yeah, it's important stuff. Why? Well, we are talk with our bodies.
So, something wrong about having mind some depth of conversation, especially if that's how you really are.
Always
and I am. And so I want to find people that are compatible with that and enjoy that.
Because
if they don't, and they don't like a lot of transparency and vulnerability, it'll never work.
I'll always feel, I don't know, the impacts of one on the other.
Their inability won't feel good to me.
And it gets perpetuated because we have these different systems where psychology is seen over there.
Now, asking them biological health is treated over there, safe.
And it's never combined.
How you frame it.
And
you
know, I do think that, and that's one thing that in my practice is I do try to like aggress more somatics and more the body focus.
That's what we do talk about exercise and movement. It's a good way for people.
But I don't think it's bad if you're
spending a lot of time
reconnect
around
to their body.
See you again to say,
and
hey,
to touch,
you know,
and to kind of just get conversations.
So,
but much like talking about sexual health,
we'll be focusing on that down the road. But tonight, I want
to
talk a little bit about male body positivity.
This is for people that are male identified.
This kind of falls under some of that. You might want to say, like, hey,
some people that are female identified,
to talk about the level of risk we're taking
or have.
It's important to talk about the levels of infections in our area.
And for those individuals,
there is some room for some of that. But yeah, it's not the most arousing
erotic
conversation. So be aware of
yourself.
Now, that's something that
I encounter.
Be aware of
a young male.
Track yourself. And when you feel like you're swimming in
that
and not asking any questions outside that,
I had to be muscular.
I want everyone to have a consciousness that can be very terrifying for someone who's having a smaller stature
and
on themselves.
Dealing with some gender stuff.
And be aware of that. And
what's
called having an observing ego. We're not
really sure what gender presentation they feel comfortable with.
That's going to be something you're going to need for your life. So start
and they're not really sure where they fit in.
And for some of us,
start
talking too much about
that journey
topic.
At the gym.
Read the other person's expressions.
It can be
normalizing to
lack
of interest,
and it can
or
be
frustration.
And
it's okay
and exercise
to then
is
shift gears.
For you, but it can
know?
Have a darker side to
okay,
it.
Okay, question of the night. It's up on our Love
Energy
page, so weigh in on that. We'll also
and
be doing a little body
really
positivity. It's Tuesday night. Listen to Loveline.
It can choke early on. It can choke later in one's journey. But let's look at some of the stats. So this is really heavy and concerning when I read these numbers. So 4 in 5 men discuss their appearance and have distress about body image. And that usually centers around not feeling masculine enough or not strong enough. And 4 in 5 men, that's about 80%+. That is too high. 60% of men also struggle with wanting to remove body hair. So that's why when I talk about body positivity, it's not always about your body size or shape. It's about anything connected to who you are as a human being in terms of your physical presentation and your physicality. And, you know, often it's thought of as just something that plagues women, you know, their weight or body hair, femininity, but toxic masculinity, the system, these ideals and norms that trap all of us, but especially people that are male identified, that's a huge number. 60% want to remove their body hair. Body hair is a natural part of being a human being. All right, we're back.
Now
it's time
for some body hair.
Body positivity.
It's just how thick is
it? Yeah, it's important
how
stuff.
Dark
why
is
well
it?
We are with
how
our bodies.
Prominent is
we
it?
Know
and again,
body
for someone who's female identified, it's a lot more traumatizing to
always
be
impact
very
mental health.
Hairy.
And it is
as well
as
for some
men.
Mental health will also
and also occurs very much.
You cannot separate
men
out.
Who have sex with
culturally,
men
though, we try to kind of chop it in
where
half
there is an
and we ignore the impacts of one on the other, but
to
we can't
do
that
as possible.
And it gets perpetuated
hair
because we have these different
gross.
Systems where
dirty.
Psychology is seen over there.
For some
and,
individuals, though, it's very
biological
confirmed.
Is treated
when
over
individuals
there,
are
and it's never testosterone and body hair starts
to start to do that.
And that's one thing
that
in my practice
is
individual.
I try to include more somatics and more of a body focus
issues.
And that's
where
we do
talk
about
exercise
and movement.
That's a cultural problem.
That's not
that
an issue with the
aren't
individual.
With that, to
that's
reconnect
the individual
to their body being on the receiving end
and to kind
of
just get more grounded
and expectations.
So
that's not
we'll be focusing
person,
on that down
right?
the road.
That's
but tonight I want to talk a little bit about
norms.
Male body positivity.
And really being careful about
people that are male identified.
But also
this
the language
is for
some
penis
owners.
This
is
even
for some people that are female
identified
that
maybe
have
more
of a masculine
identification.
We post
because that continues perpetuates
and for those individuals
or it challenges and weakens.
And
that's why someone like myself,
I
post certain photos
and
I
make certain messages and text to really challenge
and
normalize
to really be a
man. I had to be
big. I had to be
muscular
to be acceptable. and that was something that could be very terrorizing.
But those numbers are far more problematic. Statue or someone who's dealing with some gender,
the numbers are even higher.
What I mean by gender stuff is someone who's not really sure what gender presentation they feel comfortable with, or what pronouns,
and they're not really sure where they fit in.
And for some of us, related to their relationship and their feelings
about their body,
and that's why I push back on things that are body shaming,
to the gym, and
because it's a
large
cultural mental health issue.
And
people don't realize that.
Some people,
it can have a darker
side to it
because they just naturally were born meeting the standards, and they don't understand what the struggle
shows up.
Or they're living
show up
in
early
social
on,
circles
it can show
that
later
really
in
value,
but
however
they
the
show
stats.
Up in terms of their
physicality
and their body presentation.
This is really
so
heavy
and
concerning.
This is also foreign to some people that are
so
cisgender.
4 in 5
where the gender that they were given or diagnosed at
discuss
birth
their
is something that they're comfortable with
and have distress
about body
they are. And so they don't
think usually centers around not feeling masculine enough.
Again, we see this in a lot of women's magazines and the lives of
and 4 in 5
talking about
these pieces,
the numbers are often feel safe talking about it for those that are male identified.
That is
because that part of it itself is also not seen as masculine.
60% of men,
but again, sitting
also
around in social circles,
with wanting
I
do hear these
hair.
Discussions more so.
So that's why when I talk about body,
we're going to take a little break. When we come back, though, we're going to talk more about what are the signs.
It's about
anything connected
you, yourself
to
struggling
you
with some
are,
of this, because
some of this is a little more
in terms
covert.
Of your physical
not
presentation
all of it
and
is
your physicality.
To the extent of a high level
and
of distress.
You know,
for some people,
it even is
just something that plagues women.
It's become so familiarized to them, their social circle, that they don't even realize that.
But
so when we come back, we're going to talk about some signs.
System,
maybe
these ideals and norms
that
trap to do
all
listen
of us,
to Love Line with
but especially
Chris,
people
on
that are male identified.
And on radio.com.
That's a huge number. 60% want
to remove
their
body
hair.
Body
hair
is a natural part of being human being. We
and tonight we're focusing more on
those body
hair. Male
it's
identified.
How thick is it?
Male
dark
gender presentation. And we're talking
how prominent
about the
is it?
Levels
and
of
again,
stress
for
someone who's
female identified, it's a lot more traumatizing
as a human being
on the
receiving end of cultural norms and
values.
As well as
for some men,
and that also occurs very much in the men who have sex with men
world,
as LGBTQI
individuals,
where there is an expectation in some
cultures
to be as hairless as possible. I see
body hair seen
as gross.
We're just
going
to use LA as an example. That's where I live.
For some
the
individuals,
West side
though, it's very
gender
confirmed
culture based.
When individuals
about,
are going on testosterone
hair,
and body
tanning,
hair starts
more
to grow.
So
the East side
tends
to be
individualized
more
and subjective.
Normalizing
but 80%
and,
having
issues
and distress
around
their
body
bodies.
That's a cultural
body
problem.
Hair,
that's not an issue
it
with
also,
the individual.
Though, expects more
that's
masculinity
the individual
and toughness.
Now, those are
receiving
and there's a lot of things that
of cultural norms and values and expectations.
But my point in saying that is that for some people, the work is
about and that's where the work becomes about changing
that value who you are.
And really being careful
back.
About our expectations,
but
also the language
in an environment that doesn't
and we have to look at media and advertising. We have to even look at the things that we support and the things we
like.
Post.
Because
that
a lot of
continues, perpetuates, and reinforces,
or
it challenges and weakens.
Right? I want everyone
and that's
to
why
feel
someone like myself,
I
post certain photos and I make
but
certain messages
in the meantime,
and
we have to look on a micro
to really challenge and normalize a wider breadth of
what are we also looking at in porn? Are we looking at the kind of body we have
and
the kind of bodies that we see?
But those numbers are far more problematic.
And
you know, the gay community, the numbers
so make
are
sure
even
you're
higher.
Also aligning who you are in the kind of
there's
world you live
a high number of
kind of
gay individuals that have considered
kind of
a thought about
watch
suicide
watch really
related
does, again,
to their relationship and their feelings about their body.
Or to feel
and that's
bad.
Why I push
so
back
attention.
On things that are body shaming. Because
kind of
it's a large cultural mental health issue.
Back
people don't realize that. Some people are genetic lottery winners because they just naturally were born meeting
the
standards and they don't understand what the struggle is like.
Got a lot of positive response.
Or they're living in social circles that really value however they show up in terms of their physicality and their body presentation.
Normal,
so this is foreign to them.
Always,
this is also foreign to some people that are cisgender,
as long or
the gender that they
want.
Were given or diagnosed at birth
small penis
is
jokes,
something that they're comfortable
shaming.
With and authentically
it's shocking that
speaks
we punish
to who they are, and so they don't think about these
things that they have no control over, such as amount
again,
of body
again, we see
hair,
this in a lot of women's magazines
and
the lives of women, women talking
we
about these pieces, but we don't often feel safe talking about it
smaller,
those that are male
or
male identified, because that part of itself is also not seen as masculine.
And there's beauty in all creative diverse ways
but again, sitting around in social circles, I do hear these discussions more so.
The kind of porn you're watching.
We're going to take a little break. When we come back, though, we're going to talk more about what are the signs
that maybe
bodies,
you
yourself
that.
Are struggling
again,
looking
with at some
of
stats,
this. Because some of this is a little more
90%
covert.
Of teenage boys.
Not all
now,
of the high
numbers.
So again,
it's
give a high level
of
distress. Or for some people, it even is. But
who we're talking
it's become
to,
so familiarized to them
in
their social circle that they don't even realize
exercise with the goal.
So when we come back, we're
going to
talk about some signs that maybe this is some
work
that you need to do. Listen to Love Line with Dr. Chris on the new channel Q and on radio.com.
Larger and muscular and have a lot of strength. And 63 million men in the U.S. alone experience body dissatisfaction.
Now, that's where things like going to the gym can come in and help, and they can help someone feel more empowered, more muscular, more accepted. But that doesn't change the norms and values of our culture that has created that distress that has led everyone to feel the need to meet those norms. What if we just exercised for fun? What if we just exercised in an athletic sense? What if we just exercised for health reasons and to feel good? What if it wasn't about changing our bodies? What if we just talked about our bodies being okay as they are? Wouldn't that be stunning? We do have the control to do that because people create culture. Culture is at the mercy of people. We have the power to shift it and change it, and we need to. That's the work. So here's the signs that maybe there's an issue and you might want to get some therapy, or you might want to do some reading around some body positive books that challenge toxic gym culture and diet culture. My book, Rebel Love, powerfully dives into that. And I also frequently recommend working out with a trainer if you want to use a trainer that believes in health at every size, that won't talk about weight loss and calorie counting, because again, that's rooted in body shame and living up to an ideal that's not rooted in authenticity or learning to love the body you have or focusing on how it feels, right? So we want to get away from those terms. And there are trainers and gyms.
All right, we're back.
And we're doing a little body positivity. And today we're focusing more on those that are male body shame, that's body positive. And also want to look for a dietitian.
We're talking about the part of diet culture stress. Call them pressure that they encounter,
or someone who believes
as a human being on the receiving end of cultural norms and values, because culture does tell us what we should
ignore, try to achieve, and work out anyway.
Tell us what is seen as most desirable
on socialization or family events in order to work out
that normalize other things.
If there's a rigidity prominent in the gay community, where if we're just going out to eat in case you can't stick to a meal plan,
the West Side tends to be more gym culture based. They're more about removing
body hair, they're more about tanning, it's more of a beautification.
It's that East Side tends to be anxiety and that normalizes.
And
that
has more desirability geared towards people with larger
bodies. If you're
bodies,
constantly checking your body hair,
I see people at the gym constantly pulling their shirt up, expects more masculinity there and toughness. Good. And
it's like, those are
stereotypes. That is about
aesthetics.
And there's a lot of things that's about your confidence being tied to aesthetic. But
the point in saying that
is that for some people, the work is about
the way you're
just finding those spaces
that
value
for
you
fun
or to feel good.
And that if you're socializing in an environment that doesn't honor value,
and so check in on it. Does it feel fun? Do you feel free? Or do you feel
you are how you are?
Does it look like
you
have to be a lot of struggle?
Because
we're working on a larger level.
As our bodies change,
kind of
as we go on
medication,
right?
I want everyone to feel comfortable and
as
safe
our lives
in every space.
Busy, we can't always.
But in the meantime, we have to look at a micro level as
size
where
are we
socializing.
We have to.
And I want people
what are we
to
also looking at in porn? Are we looking at the kind of body we have
and
the kind of bodies
not
that
have
we see?
Value
because if
not,
we're setting ourselves up to eroticize a standard that we don't live up to.
So
make sure you're also aligning.
How can I enter the kind of
gym or workout saying,
I
have no goal other than to work out in a way that feels good?
Kind of porn we watch.
I don't need to stress. I don't need to sweat. I don't need to push myself. It doesn't have to feel good.
It can be fun. And it should be fun.
Find movements and exercises that are fun.
There's so many ways to do it.
You can stretch, you can
body
run,
size,
you can jog,
penis
you can dance,
size, body
you can,
hair,
the kind of things that turn
you
jump
on.
I put a post on my social media.
You can do
I was
yoga,
really pleased
you can
to see
meditate,
it got a lot of positive
do,
response where I was talking about normalizing all sorts of things.
There's
normalizing
so many different forms of movement.
Get erect,
so just
lose an erection
kind of
track,
easily, and that's healthy
experience
normal,
you have before
that we don't
working
always,
out, during
orgasm,
out,
and
after
as long or as quick as we want.
True self-care.
We need to stop making small
penis jokes.
All right,
coming up next, we're
going to
be doing
body
question of the night.
It's shocking that we punish people
for that.
Still time to weigh in on the question of the night on our Loveline IG page.
Body
hair,
musculature.
On the new
but
channel
penis
Q
size.
And on radio.
We shouldn't punish or shame people for being larger, smaller, differently shaped because we're at the mercy
all right,
of
we're back, and now it's time for
and
questions of the night.
All creative
tonight's question
being,
was, an 18-year-old woman said she
that.
Snapped
so
after meeting her boyfriend's
watching,
parents for the first time
it can
because mom told her if she was going to date her son, she needed to be on birth control.
Kinds of body, so
did the mom go too far?
But again, looking at some stats,
and if so,
why?
90% of teenage
question
boys,
always on
that's
a high
number.
Page,
so again, it's
and the answer you guys weighed in. Let's
see,
you
had
a lot
to say. Delivery probably could use some work, so
it said.
But overall, the message is that they aren't trying to be grandparents anytime.
Prior segment,
I agree with you.
The
delivery could use some work.
About
that's like the understatement of the year, right?
Space,
that
to be manly,
everything's in the
to be
delivery.
Larger and
but yeah, it is interesting
muscular,
for parents trying
strength,
to put their needs before
and
the needs of another
And 63 million men in
the
U.S. alone
you know,
experience body
adults are allowed to center their needs.
Now, that's
and
where
if they don't
like
want
to
use birth control,
it's
their body,
help,
it's their choice, it's their relationship.
Powered,
and, you know, they can share that they're not ready to be grandparents, but often it's not something you get to decide. It's something
that
happens to you.
Created that distress.
Again, question tonight is... a mom,
what if an 18-year-old woman
exercised
told
for fun?
By her boyfriend's parents that if she's going to date the son, needed to be on birth control? Did the mom go too far? Someone said way too far.
I agree.
What if that would be a red flag for me? I'd be like,
oh man, stunning. We do have the.
I'd have to have a conversation
because
with people create culture and the mom is at the mercy of people.
I'm not open to having to weigh in on decisions that involve my life and my body.
That's the work.
Thank you, but no thank you.
Signs that maybe there's an
somebody
issue
else said her body,
want to get
her
some
choice.
Therapy, or you might 100% want to do some reading around
that. I can't
body
imagine
positive books that
letting someone make a
gym
culture
for my body
and diet
in
culture,
any capacity.
My book Rebel Love,
anyone.
Powerfully
I don't care
dives
who it is.
Into that.
And you know, it's also that, that's interesting interesting thing with
a trainer
to decide for ourselves. Someone else said, I think it depends on the backstory.
That won't talk about
weight
loss. Someone
said, how many kids does this summer
have? That's rooted in body shame.
Sounds like his mom may have been through some things.
Perhaps.
Authenticity.
So it is.
To love the body you have.
We're often on the receiving end of decisions that our friends, family members, or children,
and
even partners make.
Not frequently, but if you can't find one locally,
and decide for them.
But you want to look for.
You are very open.
Positive.
I also want to look for dietitian.
We got to contextualize
part diet culture.
Again, the question of the night is, can a mom tell her boyfriend's girlfriend to go on birth control? Somebody else said, yes, her ovaries, if she is cisgender, and her fertility guards are her and her only. So you're saying, yes, mom went too far. Agreed.
If there's a
it's your body, your ovaries, if you're cisgender, whoever you are, but yeah, always your body, your choice. I agree with that. That is like my values. But that's mental health. Mental health 101 is you getting to decide for yourself, which is why I'm pro-choice, because I understand
and
the mental health implications of someone not having control over their body for 1 month, 2 months, 9 months, the rest of their lives, et cetera. And I look at everything first from the mental health perspective.
That is about a step.
And again, I can't imagine how unsafe it must feel to be in a relationship with someone or around someone's family who tries to assert control like that. I mean, we're learning a lot about the kind of parenting style that this person's parents engage in.
God bless.
I'm telling you, that's a red flag. There's more to come.
Does it feel fun? Do you feel free?
You might want to consider whether or not you want to be a part of that family or at least set those boundaries quick.
Age, as
those are those moments
change,
where you handle that then and there, and you let that mom know
as our lives
that
busy,
I'm not that person.
Always,
you are not going to be telling me
always
how to run my body, my life, or my relationship. Check, check, check.
Question
of the night, did the mom go too far? Someone else said, yes. Immediately putting the burden
and
her responsibility for her
body
BC
goal.
On her.
So that's the work. How can I get outside of that? How can I enter the gym?
Oh, birth control, saying
yes.
I have no goal. Somebody else said, yes. She's responsible for teaching her son about protection, and they can decide what
to
use.
I don't need to push myself.
That.
It doesn't
educate,
have to hurt. It can
let
be
your
fun,
child know what the options are, what's possible, what's available. You can talk consequences.
So many ways
you can
to
even
do it.
Lovingly
stretch,
weigh in
run,
on what you would
jog,
prefer,
you can dance,
but you can't
you
demand
can,
or choose for them.
Jump
you could
rope.
Say, I don't want any
yoga,
more grandchildren.
Meditate,
or not ready for
do,
that. But again, that gets forced on you. It's not always a decision you get to make. Again, question night was, I love this one. 18-year-old woman said she snapped after boyfriend's mom said, get on birth control if you want to date my son. Did the mom go too far? Someone said, I can't. There's too many zeros. We'll just go a billion percent.
The
girl's an adult.
For that.
Her sexual health is no one's business but her and her partner.
IG page.
Bam.
Listen to Love Line.
Exactly.
On the new channel Q.
Exactly.
And on radio.
These peripheral people, like the parents, grandparents, do not get to decide. Someone else said her mom absolutely went too far. Somebody else said, nah, she's looking out for both of them. Young adults' futures. I appreciate her maybe saying, hey, let's consider this. Hey, have you thought about this? Hey, maybe try this. But I can't imagine telling another adult what to do with their body. Birth control, again, is not a tic-tac. It does have ramifications. People do have negative impacts and consequences lifelong as a result of having
all right,
birth
we're back.
Control.
Now it's
let's
time
remember,
for question
it's not a simple thing.
Night.
It impacts many
tonight's
systems
question
of your body.
Was an 18-year-old woman
somebody
said
else
she
said,
snapped.
Nope. She's looking after both her boyfriend's parents for the first time.
Someone else said,
because
yes.
Mom told her if
because
she was going to date her son,
she
needs
her
to be
body,
on birth
her
control.
Choice. Bam, bam, bam.
Did the mom go too far?
I love y'all.
And if so,
point tonight. High.
And finally, someone said,
question it's always on our Love Line IG page.
It's the girl's choice.
You guys weighed in.
Her body and her mind.
To say,
teach her something about
delivery probably could use some work.
Thank you.
But overall, the message is that they aren't trying to be grandparents.
If the son is down with that,
I agree.
He can decide that he would be most comfortable.
That's like the understatement of the year, right?
But agreed, it shouldn't necessarily.
But yeah, it is interesting for parents trying to
take the
precautions
or
to use the safer sex
practices and go on birth control.
You know,
not everyone
adults
wants
are allowed to center
taken,
their
even
needs,
if they're
and
not
if
looking
they
to have
you
birth
know,
control,
to get
it's
pregnant,
their body, it's
I agree
their choices, their relationship.
Maybe put it on him. Maybe
and,
she should
you know,
tell her son
share
that
they're
not ready
to
be grandparents,
or
but
to
often,
use condoms.
It's not something you get to decide.
But again,
happens
I used that as an
yet,
example.
You know?
That why is it falling
again,
on
question
the
night
on
is
person
a mom,
an 18-year-old woman,
to handle that, right, to cover that.
By her boyfriend's
parents. So I like what you're saying.
That if she's going to date the son, he needed to be on birth control. Did the mom go too far? Someone said,
all right, coming up next, we're
going to
be doing some DMs.
That would be a red flag.
You can do by sliding to the IG
IG Love Line page.
I'd have to have a conversation.
You listen to Love Line with Dr. Chris.
The new boyfriend and the mom saying, listen, I'm not open to having you weigh in on decisions that involve my life and my body. Thank you, but no thank you. Somebody else said her body, her choice. 100%. I agree with that. I can't imagine letting someone make a decision for my body in any capacity. Anyone. I don't care who it is. That's an interesting thing. I think we all get to decide for ourselves. Someone else said, I think it depends on the backstory. Oh, this is good. Someone said, how many kids does the son already have? Sounds like his mom may have been through some things. Perhaps, but so it is. We're often on the receiving end of decisions that our friends, family members, or children, or even partners make. Can't always, you know, control them and decide for them. You are very open, though. I like that you're like, we got to contextualize this. Again, the question of the night is, can a mom tell her boyfriend's girlfriend to go on birth control? Somebody else said, yes, her ovaries, if she is cisgender, and her fertility guards are her and her only. So you're saying, yes, mom went too far. Agreed. It's your body, your ovaries, if you're cisgendered, whoever you are, but yeah, always your body, your choice. I agree with that. That is like my values of, but that's mental health. Mental health 101 is you getting to decide for yourself, which is why I'm pro-choice, because I understand the mental health implications of someone not having control over their body for 1 month, 2 months, 9 months, the rest of their lives, et cetera, et cetera. And I look at everything first from the mental health perspective. And again, I can't imagine how unsafe it must feel to be in a relationship with someone or around someone's family who tries to assert control like that. I mean, we're learning a lot about the kind of parenting style that this person's parents engage in. God bless. I'm telling you, that's a red flag. There's more to come. You might want to consider whether or not you want to be a part of that family, or at least set those boundaries quick. Those moments where you handle that then and there, and you let that mom know that I'm not that person. You are not going to be telling me how to run my body, my life, or my relationship. Check, check, check. Question of the night, did the mom go too far? Someone else said, yes. Immediately putting the burden and her responsibility for her BC on her. BC. I don't know what that means. Oh, birth control. Sorry. Yes. Somebody else said yes. She's responsible for teaching her son about protection, and they can decide what to use. I love that. Educate. Let your child know what the options are, what's possible, what's available. You can talk consequences. You can even lovingly weigh in on what you would prefer, but you can't demand or choose for them. You could say, I don't want any more grandchildren. We're not ready for that. But again, that gets forced on you. It's not always a decision you get to make. Again, question night was, I love this one. 18-year-old woman said she snapped after boyfriend's mom said, get on birth control if you want to date my son. Did the mom go too far? Someone said, I can't, there's too many zeros. We'll just go with 1,000,000,000%. The girl's an adult. Her sexual health is no one's business but her and her partner. Bam. Exactly. Exactly. These peripheral people, like the parents, grandparents, do not get to decide. Someone else said her mom absolutely went too far. Somebody else said, nah, she's looking out for both of them, young adults' futures. I appreciate her maybe saying, hey, let's consider this. Hey, have you thought about this? Hey, maybe try this. But I can't imagine telling another adult what to do with their body. Birth control, again, is not a tic-tac. It does have ramifications. People do have negative impacts and consequences lifelong as a result of having been on birth control. Let's remember, it's not a simple thing. It impacts many systems of your body. Somebody else said, nope, she's looking out for both. Oh, you said that already. Sorry. Someone else said, yes, because she's an adult and it's her body, her choice. Bam, bam, blam. You guys are, I love y'all. Y'all are on point tonight. And finally, someone said, too far. It's the girl's choice, her body and her mind. Teach your son about condoms. See that? Thank you. We hadn't discussed that angle yet. If the son is down with that, he can decide that he would be most comfortable and prefer to use condoms, right? But agreed, it shouldn't necessarily be on her to take the precaution or to use the